Hello, Pastor Deborah here, and this is another wonderful spiritual teaching video for you in the playlist called Words of Encouragement, Volume Number 2. I got delayed on doing a lot of these last year. My laptop bit the dust, had to get a new one, had to buy two more for backup, and now I'm slowly getting back to recording many of my words of encouragement that I had wrote out during the months I was waiting to get the new computer back and get it fixed up, but I'm back. So here, I want to ask you a deep question. Then we're going to have prayer. Then I'm going to teach you. My question to you, are your enemies smitten before your face? That is a very deep question. It can involve the natural world, the spiritual world, the mental health world, and the satanic world. Well, who are you that you would have enemies? Doesn't everybody love you? So my question to you is, are your enemies smitten, that means driven, pushed away, destroyed, bound up, not allowed to have action against you? Are they smitten before your face? And I'm going to take that out of Deuteronomy 28:7. Deuteronomy is a book in the King James Authorized Bible that was written by Moses when the Israelites were helped by this mighty God to come out of Egypt and through the wilderness, and they had to learn a whole new type of government, both mainly for their flesh and their nation. And so God instructed Moses to give them a new government. So that's what a lot of the Old Testament is about. So before we get into this teaching, let's pray. Dear God of creation, the God of ancient Israel, the God of Moses, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that does warfare against your enemies and ours. Dear God, we thank you that you are there for us, and you are not against us, no matter what we think and believe. Not everything that happens to us is by your hand. Father, we know we have true enemies. We've seen that in the wars, in the natural. We've seen that maybe through the weather. We've seen that through diseases and viruses. Something doesn't like us, and we get killed and maimed, and we get bruised, and we get tortured, and we get abused and traumatized. Father, we have so many enemies. But you're telling us, you're asking us, are these enemies smitten, torn down, taken down before my face? Well, I don't even know who these enemies are, God. So you're going to have to teach us through this video, through Pastor Deb. First, who are our enemies? What does the word smitten mean? And how do we take them down? And can you help us? So be with us as we learn, as Pastor Deborah teaches. Help us to see things we haven't seen, know things we don't know, and understand with your heart and mind things we need to understand. In your precious name, amen. All right, we're going to Deuteronomy out of the Authorized King James Bible. Deuteronomy 28, verse 7. Moses wrote this to help the early Israelites. They had been slaves under torture and trauma for 400 years in Egypt. They didn't know how to govern themselves very well, how to have a nation, how to be righteous. So let's look at Deuteronomy 28:7 and see what Moses tells us, Scripture 28, or you might call it chapter 28, verse 7, the Lord, that means owner. Israel had to get the idea they were now owned, not by Egypt or the Pharaoh, but by God, who had helped them free them from Egypt, shall cause your spiritual enemies, God's a spirit now, that spiritually rise up against you to be spiritually smitten, defeated before your spiritual face. God had to teach me to put that word spiritual in front of the words in the Bible, because the Bible is a book about us spiritually. God is a spirit. He works in the spirit. He is a spirit. He's trying to reach us, our forever person, the spirit. And I had to learn how to read the Bible and other religious books from a spiritual viewpoint. Very hard to do, so God had to tell me, put that word spiritual in front of just about every word. They, the verse goes on, your spiritual enemies shall spiritually come out against you. Did you know that? That you have spiritual enemies? And they will come out to attack you? You didn't know that? Oh my goodness, you've got a long way to go. Oh my goodness. Some may know, but most of you have no clue. And if God is your helper, your defender, your protector, He and His words and His spirit will spiritually cause these spiritual enemies to spiritually flee before you. That means run away. Seven different ways. Some of them might just go poof and they're gone. Some might run. Some may turn into fire. Some may just melt away. But they will leave. You have to know first, this video teaching is to your spirit man, the forever person, you, that will live on after your dirt body dies. In that realm where your spirit is a whole complete kingdom. There's two of them. One, the kingdom of heaven, that's up, with this God on the throne. And this kingdom of darkness with Satan, the adversary of this God, here on earth. We've got a kingdom of darkness with evil creatures, demons, and devils. In some religions, we even got some jinns in there. Human spirits that are evil and wicked. They work. And if you look at some movies, you will see the evil, wicked animals. It's a whole kingdom and nature and animals in the kingdom of darkness here on earth, right where we are. The weather is subjugated to it. Animals and humans. Oh my goodness, it's a mess down here. So this question is to first, you got to recognize you got a forever person. And there's somebody trying to help you. God, the God of creation. Even in Islam, they know about the God of creation. Did you know that Muhammad had a trip to heaven? He met Jesus. He met Abraham and Isaac, and he met God. He's up there right now. Don't you ever discount anybody having spiritual trips. Many of you do, but you call them dreams. Some of you have had visions. There is nothing that this God of creation that Moses is writing about, that this God that saved the Israelites, and you might even hate him. They're named after the man named Israel, meaning prince of God. So this question to you, are your spiritual enemies spiritually smitten, kicked away, pushed off, bound up, destroyed, defeated before you? Or are you in battle with them? Do they defeat you? Do they conquer you? Have they got you in abuse and torture and trauma? This is a powerful, deep teaching video for you spiritually. So, I'm just going to ask you the question, and you need to do some research and do some prayer, do some thinking. What in the world does this pastor talk about? So I want to encourage you to continue to educate yourself, study many people on YouTube, social media, read books, watch movies, study. Humanity has been spiritually connected to God since before ancient Egypt. We have worshipped gods of every kind. We have believed in gods, interacting with humanity, good ones and bad ones. You go study. Many of you have forgotten about that. But I want to encourage you. There's hope for you if you will study. You ask yourself, are your spiritual enemies spiritually smitten, driven away, defeated, spiritually before your spiritual face? You let me know what you find out. You can send a chat to me on the video. You go look. You got some questions to answer. All right, I'll see you on the next Word of Encouragement. Bye-bye. This is Pastor Deborah.